Exodus resumes the Genesis narrative after a several hundred-year gap, with Israel's descendants living in the land of Egypt. The book is structured around two prominent locations, Egypt and Mount Sinai. Egypt is a land of toil, hardship, slavery, and bondage. Sinai, a land of covenant, law, and the presence of God. The book of Exodus is structured around four major movements. Number one, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are suffering in Egypt. Number two, God raises up Moses to deliver his people from bondage. Number three, Moses and the people encounter God at Mount Sinai. And number four, God reveals the terms of his covenant, mediated through Moses. The theology presented in the book of Exodus is elegant and powerful in establishing wonderful biblical themes which run the gamut of the whole Bible. Walter Kaiser wrote this note in his introduction to the book, quote, "Exodus contains some of the richest foundational theology of all the books in the Old Testament. Preeminently, it lays the foundations for theology of God's revelation of his person, his redemption, his law, and his worship. It also initiates the great institution of the priesthood and the role of the prophet, and formalizes the covenant relationship between God and his people." There may be a dozen scenes in the book of Exodus which could be highlighted and identified as some of the most important and dramatic events in the entire Bible narrative. The birth and providential protection of Moses, the deadly plagues, the institution of Passover, the Red Sea crossing, manna, and the journey to the mountain, the manifestation of God's divine presence at Sinai, the revelation of the law, including the Ten Commandments, the tabernacle pattern and construction, the golden calf rebellion, and the establishment of the Aaronic priesthood, all important, amazing events. However, one of the most theologically significant events occurred after Moses begged God to spare the people after their construction of the golden calf, which they also worshiped. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Moses, proclaiming the name of the Lord, Exodus 34 and verse 5. God then magnificently revealed to Moses his divine character with these words written in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. The New American Commentary explains the import of God's amazing self-revelation to Moses in this passage. Quote, "In Exodus 34, 6 and 7, we find the resolution of the golden calf episode. We would be remiss not to see these verses as the fulfillment of what God said he would do in 33, 19 to 23. He said he would pass in front of Moses, proclaim his name, and speak about mercy and compassion. Here in chapter 34, God proclaims his name, the double repetition of the divine name, lending emphasis to what is about to take place. As we note in chapter 3, the Lord is God's salvation name. This is precisely what he is once again committing himself to do for Israel, even after the events of chapter 32. Moreover, the Lord is the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. This list of attributes is true, not only of God's behavior in chapter 34, but throughout Exodus. The reason he brought Israel out of Egypt in the first place is because he is gracious. That attitude is now rekindled towards his people in the aftermath of the golden calf incident. God's love, grace, and compassion moved him to forgive the people who had violated the most basic precepts of the law when they worshiped the calf. Now, this was not the only time Israel would be so entirely dependent upon the amazing grace and mercy of the Lord. Thus, in conclusion, James E. Smith makes this remark: from the outset, Israel's covenant relationship with God stood under the shadow of disobedience. When Israel offered worship to a calf of gold, the nation was repudiating the covenant which had been sealed only days before. Though the nation deserved destruction for this act of treason, God responded to the prophetic intercession of Moses and spared Israel. The God of Exodus was inclined to be positive toward his people. He looked for reasons to forgive. Exodus instructed Israel that true repentance and genuine intercession can avert divine wrath even when their conduct had been the most offensive. Here we are, thousands of years after the events at Sinai, thousands of years after the Exodus from Egypt, still basking in the forgiving, compassionate mercy of a loving God.